Parents and grandparents, listen up. There's an opportunity for your children to find out more about what it takes to be a part of a theatrical production. And with me in the studio from Lake Superior Youth Theater is Nikki Nason to tell us all about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a series of classes that are available.
Week-long workshops, mm-hmm. Yes. And what we're doing is that we've had quite the demand in the last year of youth wanting to be involved both on stage and off stage. And the fact that we haven't been able to meet the demand with our regular programming, we've had to expand our programming. And this summer, we're offering a technical theater camp, a drama and dreams playscape camp, and a preschool and elementary school acting camp.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, the technical theater camp speaks for itself as to what's going to be done. But how extensively are those youth going to be able to get involved with the lighting and the sound and props and sets and all that stuff?
Well, we're able to time it to be done right before our production of Honk Junior this summer that's playing at the Boathouse. So youth will be designing and building props that will actually be used in the show, have the opportunity if they wish to serve on the crew after the camp, and also learn a lot of the behind-the-scenes areas such as design, costuming, stage makeup, stage painting techniques, backstage safety, property design, sound design, set design, lighting design, stage management. We're utilizing a lot of our technical people in the area to teach the youth these skills, and they're going to compete at the end in a Tech Olympics, which is really a fun way to show off their skills to their parents that they learned. And this is kind of an area that's really grown with our program. A lot of youth that, like myself, maybe don't like to be on stage as much, but love being a part of theater. And the training for this to be able to utilize the backstage work of the youth really comes in handy in the future, because a lot of the jobs are backstage.
Yes,
they're not always on stage.
Yeah, for every person on stage, there are usually three or four people behind the scenes just handling things for them.
Yeah, and we've really grown this program. Like I said, it's part of our master plan right now. And so this camp's kind of a way to capture them in the summertime and expose them to the different areas in an intensive workshop.
Now, the participants are going to all have their own individual learning curve to deal with, as will the instructors for those folks. So is it going to be broken down by experience or age as to how it's...
Well, we're offering it for the first year. This is our first time doing it. And so we're offering it to youth ages 8 to 18.
Okay.
And we're hoping that we've had crews in the past, and really the age, they've kind of all been about at the same level. So while some kids may be a little further along, we really are kind of offering it together so that they can not only learn from one another, but most of the youth are beginners because they haven't had a lot of backstage experience yet.
And the acting camps, of course, are going to be designed for the age groups that they're broken down for. What about there was one about dreamers?
Yeah, the Drama and Dreams Playscape Camp is in its fifth year. It was started by Monica Nordine and Rob Sherlin, and it serves all needs. It's kind of a camp that's aimed at some youth who may not be able to participate because they're special needs, as well as anybody else who participates. It's been a wonderful camp. Provides a lot of opportunities. It's accessible to everyone. It's held at Graveret School. The other camps are held down at Lake Superior Theater, but in order to be ADA accessible, we wanted to hold it at Graveret. And it's a wonderful camp with a performance at the end on stage at Kauffman Auditorium. And then our preschool and elementary school acting camp is aimed for the younger youth, ages 3 or 4 to age 7 or 8. And this camp is kind of designed to give kids a first glance. It's my favorite age to teach. I think I've been known for handling the younger ones. And it's kind of a way for them to learn about theater and learn with kids their own age. And that will culminate with a performance at the end as well.
Lots of make-believe and role play and that kind of thing.
Yeah, sometimes younger kids are better at acting than adults because they just have the imagination and they're able to let go. That's like why I like that.
Yeah, old folks.
As I've been insecure in my role on stage this summer, they don't have that insecurity that we have sometimes. And for some kids, the audition process is very scary, which for anybody who's experienced, it's a scary experience. So this is a way to kind of ease them in if they're looking to get into a show, or just to provide them with the opportunity to see if they like it or if they want to be involved in the future.
Yeah, offers a few life lessons along the way. I mean, if you can successfully walk into an audition, you could probably do the same for a job interview in future
years.
We've
heard that over and over again. A lot of our youth have excelled in areas not only in the arts but also just in the business world, or we get comments how they can, I mean, we have 10-year-olds that can give a presentation to Rotary where some adults cannot. So really teaches a wonderful skills, not only artistic but offstage as well.
Now, how can someone find out about getting their children involved in this?
Well, we have our website, which is a wonderful site, lsyt.org. We can also, they can also call our phone number, 906-362-6453, or they can email us at lsyt@gmail.com. Or Lake Superior Youth Theater at gmail.com. Sorry, okay. Spelled out theater, R-E, but that's right on our website as well, which is lsyt.org. And the camps, the technical theater camp runs July 15th to the 19th. Our Drama and Dreams Playscape camp runs August 5th through the 9th. Our preschool and elementary school acting camp runs August 19th through the 23rd. And we also have other opportunities you can see online, such as our Blueberry Festival Youth Talent Show, July 26th. A Man Named Marquette, we're bringing it back on August 19th and 20th at Lake Superior Theater. And our Honk Junior performances, August 1st through the 10th at Lake Superior Theater. And we're also going to be holding an acting camp in Nagani in August. The dates are still TBA, and that's sponsored by the Marquette, or the Nagani Community Foundation.
Wow, lots of great activity for the kids in the area to get involved in theater productions and in front of and behind the scenes.
Yeah, and yes. I'd encourage people to sign up early. The camps range from $40 to $75 per camp, but that's for the entire week. And if you get signed up, we'll be able to kind of accommodate more and not have to turn people away. We already have had quite a few sign-ups, but we should have space available for everybody.
Good. All right. We've been talking with Nikki Nason, who is director of the Lake Superior Youth Theater Productions, and all of these camps that are going on. Again, lsyt.org is the website to go to get all the details about how you or your children can get involved in these camps. Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you.